church, we honor two of those who were from the First Apostolic College, that is, two of the most unique men that have ever been created by God, for they were called by God in order to involve themselves in that mission of love, that mission that would unite the human family under the banner of Jesus Christ, the Good King. And so they would be part of that apostolic college that would prove that the Lord truly has done things well. For man had labored for centuries under the ignorance of original sin and of his own personal sin, and so at the advent of the Lord, he was on the brink of literally passing away from despair. And so the Lord would choose 12 amongst the men who were ever created on this earth in order that by cooperating with him, they would involve themselves in a unique manner in the reconstitution of the human family. And so it was to Simon and Jude to be amongst that apostolic college, and they would go forth pouring out their lives for the kingdom of God, teaching in season and out of season that truth, that one true religion to which all mankind was called. There is not much known about their personal life because they went forward laboring for Christ, forgetting themselves, and always striving to bring Christ to the world. It is believed that Saint Simon suffered a form of martyrdom in which he was literally sawed to death. It is not quite known how Saint Jude ultimately met his martyrdom, but it was known that he too would spill his blood for love of Jesus Christ. And so, when we reflect upon the lives of Saint Simon and Jude and all those apostles save Judas who remained faithful to the Lord, we reflect upon that reality by which, according to human standards, they should have had no success whatsoever, for ultimately, all of the apostolic college that remained faithful would suffer a martyr's death, and Saint John would only be spared it by a miraculous intervention. And so, by worldly standards, they were crushed. And yet, their teaching goes on to this very day, to the four corners of the world, and it will so until the end of time, because their blood truly was the seed of Christians and will continue to be the seed of Christians until the end of time. And so it is in reflecting upon the lives of the apostles, the mission they were called to, and the very fact that that institute, that is the Church of God, in which they were given complete authority over, that is still present amongst us today, is perhaps the greatest work of the apostles, and indeed, of all the miracles that God has worked, the very existence of the church to our time, and the absolute knowledge we have by faith that that church will exist until the end of time, it is perhaps the greatest of all the miracles that the Lord has wrought, and indeed, it is sound and absolute proof of the authenticity of the Catholic Church. And so, let us reflect that this message given to the apostles, this truth given to the apostles, was given to them in order that mankind may come to his senses, repent of his sins, and give God authentic worship, not putting anything ahead of that which is most important, love of God, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves for God's sake. And so the apostles preach for us not to fall to any idols in this world, and in no way to fall for the manner of this world as a replacement for the good God. For they came and they taught of a merciful God, a God who loved man so much that he came himself as a man in order to show that love and to reveal that love to man. And they preach very clearly in season and out of season. The height of that was manifested on Mount Calvary, in which our Lord was crucified for our sins. And so they would go forth without hesitation, knowing ultimately that they would all receive, except through, in the case of Saint John, by that singular miraculous intervention, all would receive in one form the same form of death that the Lord would receive. That is, they would suffer a martyrdom for Christ's sake, who first suffered a martyr's death for our sake. And so they gave true witness, that is, they gave witness not to themselves, but to the Lord, who first gave witness of the love of God the Father by the sacrifice of his life on Mount Calvary. And so they would teach us all in the example of their lives that we too must be willing to give ourselves entirely, even to the point of giving up our lives willingly for the sake of Christ rather than to deny him. And so we have this great apostolic witness that pushes us forward so that we may go forward with complete confidence and complete hope that Christ truly has renewed the world and he will continue to renew the world through that one institute that is truly divine because it was the one that was founded on the pillar stones of the apostles and that they have remained in control of the church through their successors, the bishops, and most importantly, through the successor of St. Peter the Pope. They have remained in complete authority over the church and will do so until the end of time. And when those bishops, in union with the Pope, exercise that authority, we have the absolute assurance that it is the authority of God himself. And so the Lord who began his church will continue to protect it. And so we should not fear, even in evil times in which it appears that all may be arrayed against the church, all may be heading towards that time in which an all-out assault and persecution may break out in the church. We have no need to fear, for the church is divine. It is not a mere human institution, and it is protected by he who cannot be assaulted or cannot be defeated. He was crucified once for our sins, and henceforth he cannot be crucified again, even though there is that form of cooperation by which we must be crucified for his sake in order to complete that mystery of love by which we are always willing to do that which is necessary to preserve the love of God in us, even to the point of dying a martyr's death. Through the good example of the apostles, let us strive always and everywhere to witness to the love of God to this world, so in desperate need of seeing the love of God. And we must always be aware, as the apostles taught, that that love ultimately was seen in the mystical body. As St. Paul would tell us, what began the conversion of the pagan world is when they looked at the members of the church and declared, "See how they love one another." They saw that selfless sacrifice of love in each member of the mystical body, and they began to realize that what was being done was not possible through human means or human strength, and so they must truly, these members of the church, be receiving help from the outside, and they rightfully concluded that help must be from God and God alone. And so let us always remember, as the apostles remember, God is our helper, and when God is our helper, we need not fear anything of this world, anything that the devil can throw against us or throw against the church, for ultimately he has been defeated. He has been defeated definitively, and he will continue to be defeated through the Pope and all those bishops in union with him. And so let us this day pray for the successes of St. Simon and St. Jude and of all the apostles who remain faithful to the Lord, that they may continue to be that miraculous witness to the world that God has not abandoned mankind. He is faithful to his promise, and he will be with us until the end of time in this world in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity in the world to come.
Christus.